welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 15th. You'll be interested to know. 85 years ago today, in 1940, Richard and Morris McDonald opened the first McDonald's restaurant in San Bernardino, California. This pioneering establishment introduced the speedy service system, revolutionizing the restaurant industry by emphasizing efficiency and consistency. Their innovative approach laid the foundation for the global fast food phenomenon, making McDonald's a household name and symbol of American culture. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, offering nice conditions for surfers. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 to 4 mph, keeping things smooth as the day starts. As the afternoon approaches, conditions may become a bit bumpy with increasing winds. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 3 foot at 12:45 a.m., with a 2.5-foot low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday presents a mix of conditions. Friday starts with clean 2 to 3+ feet waves, transitioning to fair by afternoon. Saturday sees choppy surf, 2 to 4 feet, with increasing winds up to 11 mph. Sunday continues with choppy 3 to 5 feet waves and consistent winds around 14 mph. Overall, expect challenging conditions, especially in the afternoons. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 61 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:49. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 68 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 56 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Friday with a high near 67 and light southwest winds. A slight chance of rain showers arrives Saturday with a high near 66. Sunday stays mostly cloudy with a high near 64. Monday brings mostly sunny skies with a high near 69, and nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, 17 members of El Chapo's family were secretly escorted into California from Mexico. Reports indicate that this move was orchestrated by U.S. authorities as part of a negotiation linked to El Chapo's son, who faces serious drug charges in federal court. Images surfaced showing the relatives arriving at the San Ysidro border crossing, carrying rolling suitcases and a substantial amount of cash. Mexican security chief confirmed the transfer, suggesting it may involve a potential plea deal for Ovidio, which could include protection for his family. Now on to sports. In a thrilling playoff showdown, the Celtics beat the Knicks, winning 127-102, despite being without star player Jason Tatum. Derek White led the charge with 34 points, including 7 three-pointers, while Jaylen Brown contributed 26 points and 12 assists, marking a historic performance. The Celtics connected on 22 three-pointers, tying the franchise playoff record. Luke Kornet had a standout game with 10 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 blocks. The Knicks, led by Josh Hart with 24 points, will seek to clinch the series in New York on Friday. In local sports, last night at Petco, the Padres triumphed over the Angels 5-1. Bogarts launched a 3-run bomb, while Ward added a solo shot, and Lockridge's timely single boosted the Friars. Vasquez earned the win, shutting down the opposition with 5 strikeouts over 7 innings. The Friars, now with 27 wins and 15 losses, showcased dominant pitching and solid hitting at home in San Diego. Tomorrow night, the Padres host the Mariners at Petco for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Steph Kolek, with a spotless ERA of 0, faces Logan Evans, who holds a 6.60 ERA. First pitch is set for 6:40 under clear skies with temperatures around 64 degrees. In top news, the Trump administration is planning to roll back limits on 4 toxic, forever chemicals known as PFAS, which have been linked to serious health issues, including cancer. The Environmental Protection Agency administrator stated that while limits for the 2 most notorious types, PFOA and PFOS, will remain, the agency will seek to rescind regulations on newer PFAS. This decision faces significant backlash from powerful business groups, which argue that compliance costs would be much higher than estimated. Advocates for public health criticize the move as a victory for the chemical industry at the expense of affected communities. In business news, 2 years after partnering with OpenAI, financial technology startup Klarna is expressing a desire for human connection again. Initially excited about replacing human workers with artificial intelligence, the company is now planning a recruitment drive, realizing that its AI customer service agents struggle to meet expectations. CEO Sebastian Siemiatkowski acknowledged the importance of having a human option for customers. This marks a significant shift from his previous belief that AI could handle all jobs. Surveys reveal that many business leaders regret replacing jobs with AI, noting issues like lack of talent and skills, and poor performance by AI employees. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to just under $103,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $2,600. And Goatsys Maximus is down 11%. To 18 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a significant advancement for quantum physics, researchers have successfully created a Schrödinger's cat state at temperatures above absolute zero. Named after physicist Erwin Schrödinger, this principle illustrates how particles can exist in 2 states simultaneously, known as quantum superposition. Traditionally, achieving such states required cooling quantum objects to nearly absolute zero. However, a new study published in the journal Science Advances shows that these states were generated at a temperature of 1.8 Kelvin, which remains cold but is notably warmer than usual. This breakthrough could transform quantum computing, potentially eliminating the need for costly cooling systems. And in entertainment news, the anticipation for James Gunn's Superman is building with a new trailer just released. The first trailer, launched in December, garnered over 250 million views, the highest ever for DC Comics and Warner Brothers. Originally titled Superman Legacy, the film stars David Cornswet as Superman and Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. This is the first solo Superman film in more than a decade, set to hit theaters on July 11th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.